Ladies and gentlemen, this is Jim Roddy, your host and heroes, and we're back for the second section of our show this morning. And we're glad to welcome back Eric Zarin, the chairman and CEO of the Andrew Carnegie Hero Fund. He's joined us in the past. He's been joining us the last few weeks, and he is going to tell us about more heroes. Eric, thanks for coming back, and thanks for bringing your list of remarkable people doing extraordinary things.
Well, thank you so much, Jim, for having me. It's always a pleasure to talk to you and tell the stories of these heroes. So we'll continue on with our most recently awarded class of heroes from this June 2023, the quarterly class of heroes, which came from the meeting of the Hero Fund Commission. So we'll start with Mr. Robert Cody Moore, who rescued a man from drowning in La Porte, Texas, December 31st, 2021. The man, who was 63 years old, remained inside his vehicle after it drove off a ferry landing into the Houston Ship Channel. Now, Mr. Moore, who was 54 at the time, an energy trader, was nearby at a restaurant when he was notified of the car in the water. He immediately ran to the edge of the landing. And after quickly assessing the situation, Moore jumped into the channel 8 feet below and swam about 20 feet to the vehicle. After finding all doors locked, Moore's called out instructions to the man as the vehicle rapidly sank. Now, a current was also pulling the car toward a buoy on the side of the landing. As Moore watched the water rise to cover the man's head, the driver's window opened halfway and the man exited on his own. Moore immediately grasped the man by his collar and instructed him to float on his back as Moore held him to his chest. After swimming back to the landing and finding no egress point, Moore swam with the man around 30 feet back to the buoy, where they held again onto it by its chains and waited for assistance. Now, Moore's neighbor and the neighbor's son arrived at the landing and tied shirts together to extend down to the water. Mr. Moore then swam the 30 feet back to the landing, grasped the shirt rope with his left hand while still supporting the man with his right arm, and was dragged to the opposite side of the landing, where the man was pulled up by the neighbors and eventually rescue crews. The man was transported from the scene in an ambulance. Mr. Moore, who climbed out of the water on his own, recovered from fatigue and several minor cuts.
Wow, that was a joint effort by a couple of neighbors.
It really was, which really helped Mr. Moore with his egress from that site, which was very, very difficult. Now, we in our investigation reviewed an existing video of this rescue, and I think what really struck us about it was, you know, not necessarily the water conditions, but the length of time that Mr. Moore had to support this individual, who at that point was completely unresponsive and unable to support his own weight. Mr. Moore swam back and forth waiting for help, but supported both himself and the victim for a good period of time. He really needed help to exit the water from that site. There was no easy way to get out at the pier. So he did everything he needed to do to the point of near exhaustion when he finally could get the victim out of the water.
Wow.
Next case is also a posthumous award made by the commission in this class of 16 awardees, heroes awarded by the commission in June. Six of those 16 were made posthumously. And Mr. Thomas Kenning died attempting to rescue a girl from drowning in Porter, Indiana, on June 27th, 2022. The girl, who was 16 years old, was wading in Lake Michigan when she was pulled away from shore, shouted for help. There were moderate winds at the beach, and the 67-degree water had rip currents. 4-foot-high waves and fluctuating sandbars created unpredictable water depths. Kenning, who was 38 and a teacher, was at the beach with his family to explore the area and did not intend to go into the water because of the dangerous conditions. Kenning saw the teenage girl about 60 feet from shore and waded into the water and then swam toward her. Kenning got close to the girl and extended his hand to her but was unable to reach her. The two were separated before a wave broke over Kenning and submerged him. The lifeguards arrived at the scene and removed the girl from the water. She swallowed water but was not injured. Kenning was spotted in the water about 15 minutes after he had entered, and lifeguards and other rescue personnel removed him. Kenning could not be revived. Sadly, he had drowned in his rescue attempt. So Mr. Kenning made the ultimate sacrifice for a stranger who needed his help. And that's really, although only about 20% of our awards are made posthumously, historically, we remember each of those individuals in a very special way. and we resolve to make sure that their sacrifice and heroism are never forgotten.
You know, it strikes me that a person that was a teacher had an affinity for young people, and that might have had something to do with wanting to go and try to save her life.
Absolutely, Jim. And you and I spoke earlier, and you know, we had three teachers who lost their lives out of this group of 16 heroes awarded in June. Three teachers, all of whom lost their lives in water rescue attempts to save children, no less. And so we all know the sacrifices and the devotion of teachers on a daily basis, but we had three teachers in this class of awardees that gave their last and gave their lives to save children who needed their help. So it's humbling. It's very humbling. Our next hero is Mr. Aleem Ramji, who too sadly died attempting to rescue Rabia K. Basaria and Ziana K. Basaria from drowning in Kincardine, Ontario, September 3rd, 2020. The sisters, Rabia, who was 22, and Ziana, who was 16, were walking on a concrete pier that extended into Lake Huron when a 10-foot wave from a sudden storm knocked them to the pier's surface. Now, a second wave swept them into the water, where treacherous conditions, including large waves and strong rip currents, prevented them from moving to safety. Now, Mr. Ramji, 38, a teacher, and also the sister's cousin, jumped from the pier and swam to them. Ramji was seen holding on to Rabi and Ziana until the waves forced the three of them apart. Ramji lost consciousness. Rabi and Ziana struggled in the waves and rip currents until others, including a police officer, assisted them from the water using a life ring tied to a rope. The currents carried Ramji toward a beach adjacent to the pier where he was removed, unresponsive from the water by others. Ramji sadly could not be revived. He had drowned. So another teacher lost their life here in a water rescue attempt for two young people.
Well, those are sad stories, but they're wonderful sad stories, I guess, if you can put those two words together.
Well, you know, Jim, you
saved a life and lost his own.
Lost his own, and that's really the ultimate sacrifice. That's what the medal is about. Whether or not a life is lost, that a life is laid down and any circumstance accepted in behalf of a victim, usually a stranger. On the back of each and every Carnegie Medal is the verse from John 15:13, and it explains, as we all have heard many times before, that you know there's no greater love that one can exhibit than to lay down their life for a friend, and in these cases, maybe even a step further because they're most often strangers.
Yeah, I can understand being in combat and you save a life of someone you're in combat with, but that's very different because you sort of are almost expecting something like that to happen, and these things come as a surprise.
Yeah,
that you have no plan, you're not thinking about it at all. You just see it and react.
That's exactly. These are all impulsive acts, Jim, and they for those were able those heroes were able to interact with after the fact. You know, almost to a man and woman, they tell us that there's just that it's impulsive. They don't have time to really think about the consequences, but they accept the risk to themselves immediately. I like to call it a heartbeat oath. So first responders and soldiers take an oath to potentially lay their life on the line for other people. But these heroes don't have time to really think it through. They're just confronted with a situation. They have to act impulsively, and they have to make that split-second decision whether or not to put their lives on the line. And again, most often strangers, not always, but in most cases, they're strangers that are in trouble. They make that choice. They take that heartbeat oath. Regardless of consequences. And historically, about 20% of our heroes lose their lives. This class is a little bit higher than that. So if we have time for one more, let's talk about John Murphy. John M. Murphy helped rescue Mark Lykos from drowning in Castella, California, December 18th, 2021. Lykos was 71. He was fishing in a 44-degree upper Sacramento River when he lost his footing and was carried downstream, where he was able to reach and brace himself against an underwater boulder between two swift currents. Lykos was only able to hold his head above the surface of the water against the current washing against him. He shouted for help. Now, Mr. Murphy was 39. He was a stay-at-home parent who had gone to the river with Lykos and was fishing upstream, and he heard shouts. Murphy moved downstream along the bank and entered the water. He swam downstream in a current about 30 feet to reach Lycos. Murray positioned himself on the boulder, straddled Lycos from behind. He braced his feet on the rocks in front of him and pulled Lycos's upper body out of the water and against his chest. Lycos fell in and out of consciousness as Murphy had to wake him repeatedly. The current threatened to pull the men into deeper currents on either side. Murphy had to adjust their position several times. Rescue personnel arrived after Lycos had been in the water for 90 minutes and Murphy for an hour. And Murphy then helped two rescue swimmers move Lycos to an exposed boulder downstream, from which Lycos was removed from the river via helicopter. He suffered hypothermia and nerve damage. Murphy, who was nearly exhausted, was assisted from the water by rescue personnel. He suffered hypothermia but recovered.
Boy, he must have been in pretty good shape, 39 years old. And do you recall what he did for a living?
I do. He was a stay-at-home parent.
A stay-at-home parent.
So gave his all, put it all on the line, extremely cold water. A victim and a rescuer with waders full of water for the extra weight. And it really took, and Murphy told us afterwards, you know, he had almost given up. It was to that point, but he held on.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Eric Zarin, the chairman and CEO of the Andrew Carnegie Hero Fund. Please tune in next week when we'll have Mr. Zarin come back and tell us more stories about heroes.